Good evening, everyone. My name is Betty Lacey, and I'd like to welcome you to the Science, Industry, and Business Library. This evening's panel discussion is on certification. It's called Getting the Business, How Certification Can Lead to Contracts for Minority and Women-Owned Businesses. Our moderator tonight is Lisa Dolan, and Lisa will introduce each of our panelists. Lisa.
Good evening. I would like to introduce Glenys Enriquez. Glenys is the Director of External Affairs, Women and Minority-Owned Businesses for New York City Department of Small Business Services. Next, we have Raul Mercado. He is the Business Development Manager, New York and New Jersey Minority Supplier Development Council. And we have Gwendolyn Turner, who is the Manager of Supplier Diversity of Pfizer, and is here representing WeBank and WPEO as well. So my first question will go to Glenys. In order to obtain New York City certification, whether it's WBE or MBE, what are the requirements in the structure of the corporation?
You can have whatever kind of structure of a business. There is no delimitation of what you cannot do and can do. It doesn't need to be an incorporation. It could be sole proprietor, limited partnership. There is no limits on what the business could be.
So the structure of the corporation, what are the percentages that the
In terms of the participation of the minority needs to own, control, and operate 51% of that corporation or company.
Thank you. And I know with some certifications, there is a personal net worth cap. If you want to become certified with the City of New York, is there a personal net worth cap?
No, there isn't. No, there is not. We look to employee numbers. So if you have a company that with 100 employees or less, you are then okay. You know, if you also fulfill the minority requirements of 51% owned, operated, and controlled. So we don't look at money in terms of a limit. There is no limit with funding.
So then once you're certified, is there a website you can tell people to download the certification, how they would do that?
Absolutely. It's very simple. With the City of New York, it is as simple as going into the website at www.nyc.gov. And if you slash SBS for Small Business Services, you will then be in the website of the Department of Small Business Services. And there you get the application in English and in Spanish.
Thank you. And I have to say it is easy because I am certified by the city and it was very quick. Okay, Raul Mercado, representing Business Development, New York and New Jersey Minority Supplier Development Council. Okay. What kind of certifications does New York and New Jersey Minority Supplier Development Council give out?
Well, we certify ethnic minority-owned businesses, and like the City of New York, you have to be at least 51% owned and operated by an ethnic minority. The ethnic groups that we certify are African American, Hispanic American, Asian American, Asian Indian American, Pacific Islander American, and Native American. One thing that you must also be is a U.S. citizen in order to be able to qualify as an ethnic minority-owned business. And there are no revenue caps on certification. We don't pre-qualify a company. You can get certified immediately upon starting your business, establishing your business, and that we have companies that are startups all the way to billion-dollar companies that are certified with us through the council. We are also part of the National Minority Supply Development Council, so we're one of 39 councils throughout the U.S. that does this certification for the private sector, and it's primarily private sector certification.
So I know with the city, there's the city record that those that are certified can look to see what business opportunities are out there. What would someone do once they're certified with your organization to see what type of opportunities are out there for them?
Well, what certification does is it provides you access to the Fortune 1000 companies. Once you get certified, you get a listing of our corporate members and the contact information for the supply diversity professional, director, whatever the title may be. But it's a supply diversity individual who's in charge of supply diversity for each particular corporation that's our member.
Thank you. Gwendolyn Turner, what is WeBank? What kind of certification does WeBank stand for?
Well, WeBank is the Women's Business Enterprise National Council. WeBank is a national certifying entity that certifies women-owned businesses. And when I say women-owned businesses, you can be a woman-owned business no matter what ethnicity you are. You are a, if you're a woman, you can certify and qualify for certification from the Women's Business Enterprise National Council. However, you must realize that certification means that your company must be 51% owned, operated, and controlled by the female. Much like the NMSDC certification, you must be a U.S. citizen, and you must have a viable business, okay? So there are businesses that are certified by the Women's Business Enterprise National Council that are billion-dollar organizations to $200,000, $100,000 organizations. So we have some small businesses and large businesses that are in the organization. There's absolutely no cap. As relates to certification. There is a organization that is here in the New York area called the Women's Presidents Educational Organization. Like the NMSDC, the WeBank has regional organizations. The Women's Presidents Educational Organization is a regional organization for WeBank. And that organization is here in the city, and it's a resource center if you want to become certified. So that organization is there. They certify, and they will review companies that are looking for a certification. They're also a resource center for development. So even if your company, even if you are looking for a certification, you want to get certified, you want to understand what large companies are looking for, you want to contact the Women's Presidents Educational Organization because they have those resources for you.
Thank you. And can you tell us a little bit about Pfizer and the supplier diversity program at Pfizer, how it works?
Well, this program is specific to certification, but to understand why certification is important, it's also important to understand why supplier diversity is important. And supplier diversity is important to our organization because we know that it's good business to do business with those people that do business with us. We know that 80% of the decisions in the household are made by the woman. We know that more than 80% of the decisions about health care are made by women in the family. If you think about people who make the decisions in the household about who goes to the doctor or what medicines to take, women make those decisions overwhelmingly in the family. And so it's important for us as a healthcare company to reach out to those individuals that are doing business with us each day. And we find that those people are women of color, as well as people of color in general, but then women as well. And so it's important for us to reach out to those businesses. At Pfizer, we have a very strong supplier diversity program. We have we have commitment from the top of our organization, and that's really where it should start. And we have three objectives. One is to increase our spend with women and minority-owned businesses, and to increase that spend, I'm really referring to the proposals that we have, the requests for information that we have that go out. We want to make sure that minority and women-owned businesses have an opportunity to participate. And that means that those businesses that are certified by the Women's Presidents Educational Organization here in the city, the organizations that are certified by the city, as well as those that are certified by New York, New Jersey, have an opportunity to compete. So whenever we have sourcing opportunities, we want to make sure that those businesses have an opportunity. The second area that is an objective for us is to make sure that we're constantly educating ourselves, but we're also educating our suppliers, and we offer educational opportunities for them at executive education programs throughout the country. And then lastly, the other objective for us is to partner with advocacy groups. So we are partners with the New York, New Jersey Minority Supplier Development Council. We're also partners with the WPEO as well.
you. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a 26% congressional mandate on the federal side to do business with small businesses out of the $292 billion that's procured. For the city, do they have a mandate or a goal for how much they'd like to procure with small business?
Well, when you speak about goals, we don't have, at this point, established goals in the city for the minority and women business enterprise certification. We do have a goals program for the LBE, which is the locally based enterprise certification. That certification is really very specific to the construction and the construction-related industries. So when you hear this, again, realize this is not anything other than that. And the way that that certification works is that when a giant contract is awarded to a prime and the monies are being paid by the city for that construction project, and when that contract needs to have subcontracting trades out there, then the prime needs to utilize 10% of all that subcontracting work with an LBE. And the LBE is a certified individual that's certified with us at the Department of Small Business Services. So again, if you are in the construction business, if you're a subcontractor or an architect or an engineer, these are construction-related industries, and are certified as an LBE, then only the LBEs have that 10% goals requirement.
Okay, thank you. I know that with some certifications that the federal government gives out or New Jersey Port Authority gives out, there is some amount of reciprocity. If some people in the audience were certified with another agency, would there be, would it abbreviate their journey in getting certified with the Minority Development Council?
Well, the council has reciprocity with, let's say, with the city of New York, but it only goes one way. Let's say if you're certified with the New York, New Jersey Minority Supply Development Council, there's reciprocity between the city and us, whereas the city will fast track your application for certification with the city. But it doesn't work the other way around. Because of the nature of what we do, we do our due diligence. There's a lot of screening that we do with each applicant. We do site visits. We review your documentation. We verify that you are at least 51% owned and operated by an ethnic minority. And this is all part of our national program, and we have to adhere to those guidelines. So when we certify someone, they are definitely a minority-owned business.
Mm-hmm. And is there a fee?
Yes, our fee is $200 for the certification fee. And one thing, I know we're talking about certification, but I think we need to also discuss other things that is included with being certified with the council. And there's a lot of training, development, education that we do because we're cognizant that just certification alone doesn't do it. What we do is we provide you with procurement opportunities. For instance, we'll have procurement fairs at various corporate sites where you meet with the end users and the buyers. We also have an entrepreneur academy that we started last year, and that's something that's open to New Jersey-based companies, and pretty soon, hopefully, we'll have something similar here in New York as well. But there's training, it goes a lot further than just certification, because certification alone doesn't do it.
Okay, so you would have to be a New Jersey business? Could you be a New York business and be certified with your organization?
No, you can be certified. You see, we're part of the, I'm sorry to confuse the issue, but we're part of the National Minority Supply Development Council. And there are 39 councils throughout the U.S. We're one of 39 councils. Our region is New York and New Jersey. Now, the program I was talking about specifically with the educational program was something that we did with in conjunction with the Department of Labor in New Jersey and Rutgers University. So that's something that was just based for, that was done just for New Jersey-based companies because the Department of Labor was involved in that. So we do partner with different entities and providing our MBEs with opportunities in the business arena.
Glynis, how long does that certification last? Is it renewable or is it expire?
Yes. The City of New York has a certification that is a two-year certification, and you will get to recertify your business after that time.
Okay.
And it's free. It's free. And the state also is free.
Thank you. Gwendolyn, is there a fee to get certified for WeBank, and is there an expiration date on that certification?
There is a fee for certification. It's $300, and it lasts for 1 year.
I know you're representing the City Small Business Services, but could you speak a little bit about the New York State certification?
Yes, and I'd be delighted to. I want you to understand that there is a tremendous, tremendous partnership with the city and the state of New York. In fact, I say that the city and the state got married in February of 2005. And we got married because it really truly indicates that what I'm going to say now is it's a real reciprocity. There's a real union there with our certification effort. Whereas in the past, you needed to complete two almost identical pieces of paperwork. But you needed to do it with the city and then do it again with the state. And whereas in the past, the state took forever, and we still took forever. We took about 9 months. They took longer. We then decided to join forces and become a more streamlined thing. And the process now is the following. If you have certified with the City of New York or the State of New York on or after February 16, 2005, and that's really important, only if you've been certified on or after that date, February 16, 2005, then with the city, for example, you then will get a welcome kit that says, you know, you've certified. Congratulations. You get a certificate. You get a miniature certificate. You get a lot of things in there. But also in there, you will get a letter from the state saying, congratulations for certifying with the City of New York. Here is the material you need to fill, which is not the huge application anymore, you see. It's basically a very truncated version of that application. And they'll explain to you that what they will do now is do a site visit of your business. And if everything is exactly what they think it should be, that your application is accurate and correct and whatever, then you'll be automatically certified with the state. Conversely, if you're certified with the state first, you'll get a letter in their welcome kit from us at the city saying, congratulations for certifying with the State of New York. This is now the application you need to fill for our certification if you're interested. And it's a different application altogether. It's what we call the 1-2-3 application. The application itself has a 1, a 2, and a 3 on top so that it clearly indicates that it's easy. Okay? And that's... Now, that's a noble thing, a novel thing, really, to say, because never, ever, ever before, knowing all the things that were wrong with doing the same exact thing twice, no one ever thought to work together, and it was just recently that we did this, and we're very proud of that.
Thank you. I'd like to add something regarding that 1-2-3 application. Because of our partnership with the city, once you get certified with the council, you also get that 1-2-3 application along with your certification. So just letting you know that, hey, there is a partnership between the council and the city, so it's a good idea for you to get certified with the city. What I usually tell people is get certified with as many entities as you qualify for.
Right.
And I think we also need to talk about the differences in certification, because a lot of people are a little confused. Well, if I get certified with the city, why should I get certified with WeBank or with the council? Well, the city certification is for doing business with the city or entities, businesses that are doing or have contracts with the city. When you get certified with the council, what it does, it opens up the door for you to do business with the private sector. And nationally, we have over 3,500 corporate members. Locally, there's about over 300. But in all, it's about 3,500 corporations that you have access to by being certified with the council. And that's what, if you're looking to do business with companies like, let's say, Coca-Cola, Deutsche Bank, Heineken, Procter & Gamble, Pfizer, Mercedes-Benz, ADT, the list goes on and on. If you can see a way of you selling your service or product to any one of these corporations, then you need to be certified, because that's going to open up a whole new avenue for you to be able to do business. You still, if you're selling, let's say, if you're selling to the IT department, you're still going to go out to the IT people and trying to sell to those people, and you're still going to try and make contact and nurture those relationships. But now you also have the supply diversity professional whose primary goal in the corporation is to make sure that the company meets their supply diversity goals. So now you have two inlets into the company. So that's why certification can be very instrumental in helping your business grow.
Thank you. Gwen, did you want to add anything on the WeBank, where it's beneficial to have WPEO or WeBank certified?
WeBank certification is recognized by many large corporations, and we're growing in size. We're not as large as the NMSDC yet, but whenever you go to a large corporation like Pfizer, the first question that we ask is, are you certified? And if you're a women-owned business, are you certified by the Women's Business Enterprise National Council? It's very important that you show proof that you are certified. And the reason why that proof is so important is because many large companies, we report, and we report our dollars that we spend to the federal government. And we also report our dollars that we spend internally to our management. And we want to make sure that the dollars that we spend are accurate, and that accuracy really falls on certification. If we can accurately say that a company is indeed minority-owned, then we can capture those suppliers in our spend. And so that's what makes our supplier diversity program so legitimate, is that we can really say that those businesses are indeed certified.
If I may add something, there is tremendous value right here at this table, because it is true, absolutely true, that these two other entities, WeBank and the New York, New Jersey Minority Supplier Development Council, are totally reputable. And this is one reason, for example, that the city has agreed to reach out to them, and I'm glad that they have agreed to partner with us in this regard. Whereas, you know, we have that total reciprocity with the state. We, as Raul mentioned, have single-sided reciprocities with them, but also with WeBank and a few others. So that it's really important that you know that the city of New York, the government, is not going to be doing something so significant like this unless they were indeed as trustworthy and reputable and totally with it as they are.
Thank you. Now I'd like to open up for questions on the floor. If you have questions, can you please come up to the microphone and pose your questions?
What if you own 100% of the business?
If you own 100% of your business and you are minority or woman-owned, we love it. We said minimal,
at
51.
At least,
but yes, that's fabulous. Congratulations.
Oh, I thought it was just 51%. Yeah. Okay.
Do you need to be a U.S. citizen in order to be certified with the city or the state?
The answer to that is no. You do not need to be a U.S. citizen. You could be a resident alien in this country to be certified with the city or the state.
Hi, good evening. I keep hearing about site visits, and one of the things I want to know is, what if you operate your business from home and you're a sole proprietor?
Well, we still do site visits at home, and that's not an issue. We're not pre-qualifying you or judging you by where you have your business based or where your business is based. So we will do a site visit at your home if that's where you're running your business.
Yeah. And just keep in mind, the objective of the certification is to ensure that your company is indeed owned by you.
Verification.
Is owned by a woman who owns 51% of her business. And so that's the objective.
Or if you're with the council.
The council, 51% minority owned.
Ethnic minority owned.
Hi. How do I know if certification is going to help me in terms of the kind of business I run or offer? How do I know that the city or the federal government or even a private corporation is looking for those kinds of services that I might have to offer?
Well
go ahead.
Well, I think that the first step is to certification does not hurt. Okay, first of all. But the other thing is to make sure that you do your research. I urge all businesses to do your research prior to entering into any agreement or to purchasing anything for your company. Ensure that the certification or the companies or the organizations that you're part of will offer value to your company. And the thing about the Women's Business Enterprise National Council and the NMSDC is that you have supplier diversity professionals that you can contact to ask them questions about goods and services. So my job at Pfizer is to be a resource to women and minority-owned businesses that want to learn more about the sourcing process. And I have businesses that call me every day that ask me questions about, do you use a certain commodity? How do you use a certain commodity? Will you be utilizing my commodity within the next 5 months, the next 12 months? And so I can give them some guidance on that. But the objective really is to ensure that your company, one, is owned by you, but then also on the reverse, businesses can also utilize the council as well as the Women's Business Enterprise National Council, WPEO, as a resource center to educate yourself about how you can add value to large corporations.
And to further answer that, there's if you're a retail store, maybe it doesn't make sense for you to get certified. If you're a restaurant that doesn't do catering, mm-hmm. Don't get certified, because basically you have to have a service or product that a corporation will buy. And again, now, you know, it's easy to do research nowadays. I mean, when I went to school, it's like you had to go to the library, and there's nothing wrong with coming to the library, but that was the only resource that you had. Now you've got the internet. You can find out a lot about what a corporation does and buys by going to the individual websites and finding out what they buy, what they don't buy, and what kind of business are they running. This is a question that comes up a lot, but you know, you need to do your research before you start your business. And if you have your business, you have to continue to do research and figure out if this is the right thing. Now, one thing that's really important is that a lot of people get certified, and I'm sure it happens with WeBank also. They get certified, they assume that because they're certified, the corporation is going to run and do business with you. And it doesn't work that way. What certification is doing is verifying that you are an ethnic minority-owned business. Now, corporations will buy from you if you have a service or product that adds value to that company. If you have something that does, if you don't have that, they're not going to buy from you. They're not going to buy from you because you're a woman, because you're black, because you're Hispanic. They're going to buy from you because you have a great product, a great service, and you know what? As gravy, you're also certified. So that's going to help them meet their supply diversity mm-hmm. goals. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's one thing that you have to be conscious of. And you can do it. I mean, other people have done it. But you need to be coming into this game knowing that these are opportunities. These are not handouts. Mm-hmm. The other thing mm-hmm. is with certification, I suggest to you that if you get certified with the council, if you're a woman, get certified. Get certified with WeBank. If you're an ethnic minority woman, get certified with both entities. What I suggest to you is that you utilize the certification as a marketing tool. Mm-hmm. It's going to open up doors. It's going to put you in front of corporations and other MBEs that may need your services as well, or that you can partner with those MBEs or WBEs to provide services to other MWBEs or other corporations. So, you know, if you use it as a marketing tool, it can be really beneficial. And from my experience, those who are out there who are marketing themselves and using it as a marketing tool get to exceed and do really well in the business. If you take your certification, hang it up on a wall, and expect it to do something, it won't do anything. Okay, so you have to be very proactive. It's like when you open up your business. You open up the business, you don't just open up the gates and wait for people to come in. You have to go out there, you have to market, you have to advertise, you have to let people know that you're there and that you exist, and that's how you get business.
And the important part of being a part of organizations such as the ones represented here is that they have an incredible array of networking events that you can only go to if you are certified with them. And the city does the same thing. And the networking events that we're putting together these days at the city are such that they're specific. They're specific to, let's say, an agency that's buying a particular commodity. And only those that are certified in that commodity with us get invited to that. And the intent is that you will be in front of the buyers of that commodity that are buying now, not buying 10 years from now, buying now. And so it's becoming a real necessity to be certified if for nothing else, you know who's buying what, and you know when they're buying it. And additionally, what we've done at the Department of Small Business Services with your certification is we've added value in a separate area. We've added value in areas of computer equipment, for example. So let's say that you certify, you don't get one single contract with the government of the city of New York. Well, it doesn't matter because you can still benefit as a business with us because we now have arrangements with Prescolis, for example. That's a very well-known, very reputable non-for-profit organization in the city, in the Bronx in particular. And what they do is they will sell you refurbished computers for very low, $250 or something. And you're probably saying, why would I want to buy a refurbished computer? As a business person, you do want to buy a refurbished computer. You know why? Because if they're going to give it to you in totally new condition in a way, and computers are obsolete, as soon as you open the package, you can then be able to afford another computer when you want it, right? So we've saved you tremendous amounts of money that could be put elsewhere in your business while at the same time allowed you to use that computer to automate your business so that you're with it. We also have discounts with CUNY University's continuing education classes. So that, to that end, what we want to do there is we want you to understand that those discounts are for continuing education on things like accounting courses, ESL, and anything that will improve your business savviness so that you can get ahead a little bit sooner. So those are the value-added advantages now.
A follow-up question. That's the city and the private, but in terms of the federal government, are there places, good websites that people can find out what are the opportunities to sell to the federal government? That
the website is www.e, P like Peter, S like Sam.gov. And when you get on that website, on the left-hand side, it will say Business Opportunities, and you'll click on the link that says Go. It'll open up to another menu. There'll be a query box there for you to put in your NAICS code, which is your North American Industrial Classification System, previously known as SIC codes. It's your industry identification. They're now called NAICS codes. Okay? And you can plug that in. And when you plug that, if you don't know what it is, you can go to naics.com and just put in, let's say you do consulting, put in consulting or engineering. And a lot of industries will come up and you'll see the numbers and whichever one is closest to what you do, then you'll know that is your NAICS code. You can plug that into the federal site and any business opportunity, procurement opportunity from all of the agencies within the federal government will come up. And then you will have to wade through all of those contracts and see what makes sense to your industry and what doesn't. And that will give you a good idea as to what agencies are purchasing your service or product.
And in regards to the NAICS code, when you're applying with the council, we're also requesting that you put the NAICS codes on the application. So you should know which codes are relevant to your business. Because when the corporations are looking up for to source a project or to find a vendor, they may just put a word description or they may just put in those codes. So it's important that you know what those codes are.
Let's say you have a core competency, but you also have ancillary services. Are you precluded from using more than one NAICS code so that you can be...
With us, you can use five or six different codes. And usually the codes are set up, if you're familiar with the SIC codes, it's a lot, very similar. It's the same thing. The only thing, they changed it a little bit. But within an industry, you have one code, and then you can break it down some more. But you can add up to five or six codes with each application. What we suggest is, let's say if you're in IT and you also have a construction business on the side, don't include both of them, because what happens is it causes confusion on the corporate end, because they're looking for an IT person and then all of a sudden they see construction, so you can't really be doing both. If you're doing both, then maybe you should have two different companies. Okay, so don't try and take a shortcut, because you're shortchanging yourself, because it's going to scare people away from doing business with you. So make sure they're related.
How about the city? Can you have more than
the
one?
The city has a different terminology. It's called NIGP codes. Same exact thing. We have absolutely no limit on how many of those you can select, which is a problem, because a lot of people oversubscribe. They're overzealous. They're over. They say, well, you know, if I could put in, you know, 100, believe me, you can do that. What happens then is that becomes a problem for you, because then when the government, if you're certified, when the government needs any of those items, they will send you an email once. And if you don't respond, because, you know, you really always forget what you put in the NIGP codes anyway, you figure, why are they sending me this? I don't do this. And then they'll send you another thing twice. And by the third time, if you don't respond to those requests, you will be not called again. They will not email you again. They will just cut you off. And so that becomes a problem for you, because then you'll say, wow, they used to send me emails all the time asking me to bid for things, and then they've stopped. That's because you did it to yourself, buddy. Okay? So you need to be very cautious, very, very, very careful of how many of those NIGP codes you do select, and try to be really, really, you know, clear of what it is that you do. That's very important.
I may have missed, but what was the market cap on qualifying for these? Or there's no cap? I did hear somebody mention 100,000 to a million, something like that.
No, there is no cap for okay. The president's educational organization.
Okay. And
no minimum, no maximum.
Okay. Suppose you have employees. Do they enjoy the same benefits you enjoy from the... some of the stuff you're talking about, the training and so on and so forth?
Just the owners.
Just the owners? Okay, thank you.
While the city's MWBE certification does not have a cap money-wise, the LBE certification does. And that cap is a $2 million three-year average gross revenue.
My question is for you, Lisa. You own a business. I guess my question is, did you take advantage of any of the opportunities for certification? And if you did, how did they help you get your business up and running? Just to give people a background on what you do and how long you've been in business and how the certification worked for you.
I started my business in 1997. I'm a private investigator. I own a private investigations and security firm. In 2000, I got certified with the federal government, 8A certified, which enabled me to bid in a restricted arena for people who have that certification. You are not precluded. I am Caucasian, so in case you didn't know. I'm not a minority, but I am a woman-owned business, and as long as I was able to prove a social and economic disadvantage by a preponderance of the evidence... So I got tortured, but I passed in a very male-dominated field, and basically that helped me greatly. And I was able to get 8A certified. And as a result of that certification, my security guards are on all the Marine bases. I get sole source contracts. That's a benefit of the 8A. The 8A certification is the one that gives you sole source contracts under $3 million. They can just say, here, that's for you. But having said that, you must have a propensity for success. There's many criteria that go into getting 8A certified. It's quite an arduous task. But if you have a propensity for success, you've been in business at least 2 years, at least 51% ownership, control, manage, and all the other criteria that everyone spoke about, you're not precluded from getting certified if you're not in the minority categories that they have, which is Native American is a tribal, but very similar to the council's criteria. I am also New York State certified WBE, which helped me. I do have some state contracts, and I am also New York City certified because I met Glynis, and I never went for that certification, but she was able to convince me that it would be worth it, and it actually is. We just went for a pre-bid conference today for the city. I'm also Port Authority certified, and it has helped tremendously, but as Raul said, it's very important that you look at this just as an additional marketing tool. If you look at it and put all your eggs in one basket and say, I'm only going to do business with the federal government, you know what? You're going to be in trouble. You have to diversify. You have to do business with Pfizer, look at the WeBank, the WPOs, all the other organizations that you're able to qualify for so that you are as well-rounded, because the federal government only looks at 8A. There is no reciprocity there. But the federal government has prime contractors, and sometimes they look, if the funding comes mostly from the state, they will recognize the state cert. If it comes mostly the funding from the city, they have to recognize that. If the greatest funding comes from the feds, then they recognize that. So it is important, and it does open up doors. All these certifications are important. But again, as Raul said, they are marketing tools. They help me tremendously. And I would definitely say it would behoove you to look into it.
What about if you own like a marketing company, like a small biz marketing? Would it be beneficial to get certified?
Absolutely. When you get certified with the City of New York, we have another benefit I didn't mention. And that is that you get placed on our online directory. And I've got to say that it's going to be my mission that you will think of the online directory every single time you're going to need to buy anything in the City of New York. And I'll tell you why. Right now, you are utilizing what kind of vehicle to get, let's say, a plumber in a quick hurry. If your toilet breaks or something, you go where right now?
Phone book.
To the phone book.
Yeah.
But do you really know for sure who's coming?
No.
Exactly. So that's a tremendous leap of faith that you're doing there, right? Whereas I can say with certainty that when you look in our online directory, we know for sure that they're minority or woman-owned, so at least you're helping your own. That's a good thing. But you know that they're in business and that they are, in fact, legitimate businesses that do that. And I believe that since we're moving away from the books anyway, I know we're in a library, but that's why you're looking at this on the internet. We're going to the internet now for more information. So it makes more sense than ever to go to our website, which is easy, www.nyc.gov/smallbiz, and you can type there either the name of the business or a word, like plumbing, and you'll get all the businesses that are certified with the city that are doing that.
Okay.
If you have any product or service that a corporation can buy, then it makes sense to get certified. And let's say you're just getting your business started. I mentioned marketing tool. I also mentioned some of the different events that we have. We have procurement fairs. We have joint venturing programs. We have an RFP training session that we do twice a year. We have a legal workshop. We also have the MBE Academy. We have so many different programs that if you're just starting a business and eventually you want to sell to corporations, maybe the time to get certified is now. So that way you get a feel for how to work your way through the system and get to meet and just develop relationships with the corporations. And while you're trying to do business with the corporations, there are a lot of MBEs that you can meet along the way who may need your services, who you can partner with, or who you can just learn from and just become friends. And these relationships eventually turn out to become business opportunities. So it does make sense to do it that way. One of the other things we've been talking about, technology and the web, I think that if you don't have a computer, maybe you should go to Pro Scholars and get one. Because
no, you should certify with us first so you get the discounts.
Oh, okay.
And then you go to Pro Scholars.
Well, the thing is, you need to have an email address because many of these RFPs, and for those of you who don't know what an RFP is, it's a request for proposal. It's a request that's put together by a corporation, and it's sent out to vendors in a certain commodity, whatever commodity that particular RFP fits into. And most of that stuff is done through email. Okay, so if you don't have email, you're gonna have issues. Okay, so you know, get connected. We have applications in the back, and we also have applications on our website. It's nynjmsdc.org. If you have issues with that application, we also partner with the Interracial Council for Business Opportunity. They can assist you in putting these applications together. Not just our application, but the city, the state as well. And their telephone number is 973-297-1142.
Now that you mentioned the assistance, the City of New York also offers their own assistance. And we offer classes every third Thursday of the month. The classes are for trying to fill out this application from hell, you might think is totally crazy, right? We break it down for you because we want you to do it. So if it's easy to apply to go to those classes, which are at 110 William Street. You easily call 311, ask them for registering you for the LBE or the MWBE certification classes, and you're set. You're good to go. It's only a one-shot deal. It's from 2 to 4 every third Thursday of the month.
There's no need for you to do it alone. There's assistance out there.
I'd like to respond to the young lady's question because I think that it's a very important one. And her question was, you know, if you're a marketing firm, mm-hmm. do you become certified? And the answer to that is yes. As Raul stated, you know, large corporations do procure marketing services. I happen to work for one, and at Pfizer, our highest spend is in the marketing category. However, one of the things that you should realize is that in the marketing category, we look for companies that are very strong, robust companies, right? So a lot of the small businesses that are out there that are marketing firms, we're not doing business with because they can't handle the scale. They can't handle the size of Pfizer, and that's an issue. Oftentimes for small businesses. But what I would suggest to you is that there is hope and that there are ways to become mentored by large companies so you can find ways to become larger. And there is the council as well as the WPEO. When you become a part of these organizations, remember that you also join a network of other business owners, and you will be able to get to know a lot of other entrepreneurs in the area that have businesses that have become very successful. And in using the Women's Presidents Educational Organization and the council, you have opportunities to go to networking sessions. The WPEO has what they call Springboard, which is an access to capital session. We also have an elevator pitch, and that means that if you have just a few seconds to sell your business, what would you say? And very few of us know what we would say during that particular time. So we have what's called the elevator pitch. We also have a breakthrough breakfast, which is our key networking program every year for businesses that are certified by the WPEO. You can come in to network with large businesses. And again, if you're small, don't lose hope, but please utilize the council as well as the Women's Presidents Educational Organization for help.
And remember, when you get certified with the council and with WPEO, you have access to many corporations. It's not just one corporation. So mm-hmm. Just because Pfizer may not buy your product. Mm-hmm. Yes, most corporations are looking for scale, but there are other opportunities there. Pfizer's not the only one.
Yes.
So that's what you got to look at when you get certified, how much access or how many corporations do I have access to?
Mm-hmm.
And with the council, there's thousands. And that's a good way to get started in a networking group. Okay, so and we're a lot more than just certification, a lot more than networking. Like I mentioned in the beginning, there's a lot of training, procurement opportunities, and you can take advantage of that. But you have to be proactive. Mm-hmm. You're sitting back is not going to do it.
Right.
Let me thank you very much for your time and your attention. And I'd like to thank our panelists for all that great information that they gave us. Thank you all very, very much.